Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I do, of course.
Yeah.
You're a good response,
Carrie. Carrie wants one, please.
Yeah, I'm calling the call.
Oh.
Someone on the call. Good evening, Auntie Di.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello. Do we have Auntie Carrie back? Auntie Carrie? She's on, but I think the line that on the phone. The line that Auntie Carrie. I'm going to go ahead and play 2 Kings 4.
She ain't on.
She's on, but she's not responding. Auntie Carrie?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Hey. Okay, you want me to start playing it?
Yes, ma'am.
2 Kings 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldst thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived, and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell in a day, that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him, and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and then died. And she went up, and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door upon him, and went out. And she called unto her husband, and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men, and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God, and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. Then she saddled an ass, and said to her servant, Drive, and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went, and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not, and if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my hand upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, The child is not awaked. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned, and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, Call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, Take up thy son. Then she went in, and fell at his feet, and bowed herself to the ground, and took up her son, and went out. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, Set on the great pot, and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds, his lapful, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and 4 ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, Give unto the people, that they may eat. And his servitor said, What, should I set this before 100 men? He said again, Give the people, that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, They shall eat, and shall leave thereof. So he set it before them, and they did eat, and left thereof, according to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Second Kings.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for playing Second Kings 4. And we will go ahead to our roll call. We didn't have any callers, but I'll let everyone know who's on. We have Auntie Carrie. We have Sister Shirley. Auntie Betty. Mother May.
Oh, great. You are now in the house.
Auntie Dot. Mother May and Hubert. And myself, Angela. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started. I'll do the opening. Move on from there. Just welcome everyone to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise His holy name. And bow your heads. Giving honor to our Father who art in heaven, we praise you today with our hearts and songs. We praise you for your faithfulness. We praise you for your great power and love. We confess our need for you, Father. We struggle and worry. We get weary and worn. Yet, you never leave us. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you for your care and protection over us. We ask for your spirit to fill us, to draw us close to you and to work your purposes through us as we set our eyes on you, giving you all the praise and all the glory and to stand true to your promises. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty, we're going to go ahead and jump right on in. Opportunity for each person to share a word of good news of the Lord. You reminded me of my worship song. Let's see here. I don't know the name of this song, but the group is called West Angeles Kojic. Play. Know the name of the song, but it's obvious Jesus can work it out.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All righty, let's go ahead with our Bible verses for today and teaching. I'd like to start off with Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, 7:5. And the simply saying, boasting in God, the prophet Jeremiah message to Israel is fresh bread for today's Christian. In Jeremiah 9, the prophet showed us that we should boast only in knowing God. He tells what we may not depend upon in a day of trouble and distress. Let not the wise person, the powerful person, or the rich person think to escape the common sense of their wisdom, might, and money. For none is sufficient in the day of trouble, save Jesus Christ. To boast, vulnerable, or brag means to express concepts about oneself or one accomplishment. All three words suggest excessive pride, and all three are totally out of line with Christian character. Rather, the Christian ought to follow the example of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of what is more, I consider everything lost compared to the surpassing greatness to know Christ Jesus my Lord." the poorest person who understand and know the Lord, who exists kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, is wise, mighty, and richer than all who trust in and boast in themselves. In 1707, notice the hymnologist Isaac Watt wrote these words: "When I survived the wonderful cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all of my pride." And in 1869, Frances Jane Van Alano penned it in her famous hymn and followed the word, "Jesus, keep me near the cross. Be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river." The cross reminds every Christian that we should boast in God, who sent Jesus to atone for the sin of the world. The cross should keep us humble with hearts that are too full of thanksgiving to have room for boasting in our own accomplishment. And the prayer said, "Lord, I will ever give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for your steadfast love and faithfulness to me. Amen."
Amen.
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 Yeah. Thank you, Mother, for reading out of Jeremiah 9:7-25. We did have another caller join at the last four digits of the number 7955. Would you like to identify yourself? Okay. I guess we just have a listener. We'll go ahead with Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 20, a plea for God's help. The Lord hear thee in the days of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of thine. Remember all that offering and accept their burning sacrifice. Grant thee a color to their own heart and fulfill all their counsel. We will rejoice in their sanctuary, and in the name of our God we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all their petitions. Now know that I'm the Lord. Save his anointed. He will hear him from the holy heaven with the saying strength of his right hand. Some trust in character and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Say, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for reading Auntie Dot out of Psalm 20. Next I have Sister Shirley. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Philippians. Philippians, the third chapter. I'm reading verses 7 through 14. This is a letter that Paul is writing to the Philippians, and it's a letter that Paul is writing to Philippians, and he's still speaking to us today. Paul is in prison, but he is happy. He is speaking to us today, telling us to make the best of all situations, even bad situations. He reminds us that in all situations we can give thanks as we remember that the grace that God has shown us and is showing us is sufficient in all situations. As our opening song said, God can work it out. All we have to do is turn it over to God, and he can work it out. Philippians 3, 7 through 14. But Christ has shown me that what I once thought was valuable is worthless. Nothing is as wonderful as knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I have given up everything else and count it all garbage. All I want is Christ and to know that I belong to him. I could not make myself acceptable to God by obeying the law of Moses. God accepted me simply because of my faith in Christ. All I want to know, Christ and the power that raised him to life. I want to suffer and die as he did, so that somehow I also may be raised to life. I have not reached my goal, and I am not perfect, but Christ has taken hold of me. So I keep on running and struggling to take hold of the prize. My friends, I don't feel that I have already arrived, but I forget what is behind, and I struggle for what is ahead. I run towards the goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
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 Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that reading out of Philippians 3, Mr. Shirley. All righty. Brother Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalm 53. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the sons of men. Any who seek God, everyone has turned away. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. When the evildoers never learn, those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on God, there they were, overwhelmed with dread. Where there was nothing to dread. God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame, but God despises them. Oh, that salvation for Israel will come out of Zion when God restores the fortune of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Next, I have Auntie Betty,
any good
things you
would
like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 51, verses 1 through 16. Mm-hmm. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sin. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my rebellion. It haunted me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned it. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say. And your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But your desire earnest it from the heart. Teach me wisdom even there. Purify me from sin, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Let me rejoice. Don't look at my sin. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a large spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your way to rebel, and they will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God who saved. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lip, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalm 51. All right. And next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the Psalm also, Psalm 119, from 169 through 176. Let my cry come before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utterly praise when thou hast taught me thy statute. Tongue shall speak of thou. My tongue shall speak of that word, for all of my commandments are righteous. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen my precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgment help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy salvation, for I do not forget thy commandment. Amen.
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 All righty. That concludes our round. I don't know if the person that phone number ends in 7955. Are you interested in sharing your name or saying a few words? Okay. I'm moving right along. Our sick and shut in. Do we have anyone we want to remove from the list or anyone we want to add before we say our prayer?
Pastor Austin. Oh, yeah.
Katie. Give me just a second here to add into my list. All righty. This is long. Just a second. All right, if you bow your heads for the prayer. Jesus, you control all the parts of our body, and you know when they're not working at their best, Father God. The sickness leaves us stressed and steals time from everything that we do. We're honest, Lord. We don't like to be sick, but times like these also make us rest in you. So we thank you for this chance to simply wait on you. We come to you today asking for your touch, Lord. Help us to be patient and allow you to do your work. If doctors are involved, give them wisdom and thank you for providing the help that we need. However you choose to provide, Father, whether this is a test or simply a time to trust, we want our response to honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I didn't say the name, but let me just say the name just to keep them lifted up. We've got Loretta Simmons. We got Willie A.C. Cody. We have Brenda Simpson's family, Elijah Huffman, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Tandra Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Hubert Lowe, Mary Lowe, and just the Lowe family and friends. Brian Tompkins, Sophia Suma, Tremar, Nasir, and Jameer. Auntie Betty and family, Jimmy Simmons and family, Sister Shirley and family, Sister Vicki Hoffman, Arafa, say that right? And Marilyn Tompkins and our pastor, Austin, Winifred Austin. Father God, just continue to lift them up for healing. Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Let's talk about birthdays. Boy, are we going into December. This is just too scary. So we've got November 27th through December 2nd. And let's see what we got. I'm going to work on this list this week. That's going to be my priority. We have Alicia on the 1st of December. We have Sister Shirley, you got a birthday on the 2nd?
Yes, uh-huh.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Okay, yeah, that's my feet right there. Okay, we also, on the 2nd, we also have Nakonda. And we'll go back to the today, Hazel's 11/27, Hubert's daughter. That looks like
I'm in think that was Hazel. I thought that was Hazel Nellum.
Oh,
you said they were the 23rd.
Well, I know she's been on the 5th. Okay.
Okay. All righty. Well, Hubert, how about you singing the birthday song in honor of your daughter and to our beloved sister?
Happy birthday to you. 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 Amen. 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 Amen.
Sister Shirley, I hope you enjoy your beautiful day.
I enjoy that. Yes. Thank you, Hubert.
Amen.
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 Right along into our next part of the program where we have testimonies, poems, or song, or praise report. And I would like to start off with Auntie Betty.
I pass.
All righty. Mother May.
Well, I just have a report. Today, my daughter, Mother Speaker, for the Women Day program today. She did a beautiful job, but we had a problem. We didn't get it recorded. But anyway, she did a beautiful job. She even went all the way back and brought some memory that I had done forgotten all about.
It was a real good program, and I love the MC. So we just had a beautiful time. But when I got home and fixed up and eat, I went to bed, and boy, I didn't want to get up.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Father, for acknowledging. Next, we have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to hear?
Okay.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dodd?
I pass.
All righty.
Thanksgiving y'all had and all y'all passing.
Right, Brother Hubert?
I'll be coming out the well. The red prayer book, Psalms 21 prayer. Oh Lord, I shall join your strength, and in your salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you anticipate him with the blessings and goodness. You set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of you, and you gave it to him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty have you laid upon him, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your countenance. He trusts in you, Lord, and through thy mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand shall find out all your enemies. Your right hand shall find out those that hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit you shall destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intend evil against you. They imagine a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore you shall make them turn their back when you shall make ready your arrows upon your screen against the face of them. Be exalted, Lord, in your own strength, so we will sing and praise your power. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Hubert, for sharing. I did want to share a little bit about what we talked about today, mainly because it was regarding Thanksgiving. And the title of my subject was Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving. And the emphasis was on the 5,000 and the 4,000 that Jesus fed, those two miraculous events. So one of the things that I shared with some key learnings out of those miraculous events was that Jesus prayed and blessed the food. Jesus gave thanks to God. Jesus trusted God and that God would supply all of their needs. On top of that, when they had all that food, they actually had leftovers, which lets us know that God can multiply what we have. Probably the most significant thing, the learning that was shared today, is not that God can provide, but what he shows us about what happens when we trust and follow him. And if Jesus had to pray to God for blessings, what makes us think we don't have to?
Amazing.
And this other piece it is saying, is also saying that trusting and believing God is the essence of being a Christ follower. So one of the main things that we were focusing on was both of these miraculous events, they wasn't just about Jesus feeding the thousands. It was also a learning opportunity for the disciples. And I believe that they moved from Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving
and just to kind of share, Thanksgiving is all about giving thanks. A thankful living is how you go about acknowledging your thanks in your everyday life. So here Jesus showed them his power over nature, because they didn't think that they were going to be able to feed those people. They told Jesus to send them away because we didn't have anything. And then they found something, and Jesus multiplied it. Well, you think they would have had a big learning out of how miraculous that was, but when Jesus did the second time, they said the same thing again. But they didn't say send them away, but they still didn't believe that Jesus could feed the 4,000 plus all the women and children. Once again, God showed them what they can do. So Jesus let them know what kind of power he has over nature and that he is the bread of life. And it was the further sign that Jesus identified that he was, that he is the Messiah. And I don't even think the disciples even recognized this. Not only did God grant Jesus the power to multiply the meal, but when Jesus handed that meal to them, they were able to multiply as they gave it to the thousands. So he gave them power as much as he had. So they went from Thanksgiving in the first scenario to Thanksgiving in the second scenario, because they understood God's Jesus' compassion for the people that he was preaching to. So in closing, I just wanted to say some things that we all should reflect on so that we are going to say what we can thank God for. We thank God for who he is. Thank him for loving us and his unconditional love. Thank God for being good. Thank our Savior, Jesus, who died for us and shedding his blood from John 3:16. Thank God for the Bible out of Hebrews 4:12 and the ability to worship out of Psalm 104. So I want to thank God for peace in any circumstances. Maintaining our focus on God, he will give us peace out of John 14:27. We want to thank God for a roof over our head and a bed to sleep in, being grateful that we're not homeless. Philippians 4:19, God will supply all our needs. Being thankful for our good health, a good night's sleep, the ability to see, hear, and feel, and being given another day to live. Out of 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Being thankful for family and friends, having someone to love and care for, and vice versa. Thank God for waking us up daily and recognizing that each day is an opportunity to experience a new day. We have sunrises and we have sunsets, and it just gives us the simple joys of life. And this is out of Lamentations 3:22-23 and Nehemiah 9:6. And we just want to thank God for a purpose. He created each of us for a purpose. And so we should make a difference in someone's life. We should smile and be kind. And when we have the opportunity to laugh, let's just laugh as hard as we can until it makes us cry. The ability to forgive and be forgiven out of Ephesians 2:10. And the last thank you is for the Lord for his presence as we walk this walk and talk this talk. Amen.
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 Back to my menu. So that actually concludes my round. So I thank our silent listener that did come on this evening. I hope they did enjoy our services. And I will assign parts for next week. We're at 2 Kings 5. Do we have a volunteer to play that for us?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Auntie Dot. I don't think I'll be on this week.
Okay. All right. Thanks for letting me know. And then the opening prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer? Mother May has agreed. Okay. Who was that?
Sister Lewis. Sister
okay.
Shirley. Sister
okay.
Shirley.
All right. Thank you, Sister Shirley. And then we'll get Mom to do the closing prayer, because I think you guys said it at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. This is fine, Sister Shirley. All righty. Well, thank you all. Thank you for the volunteers tonight, and thank you for the volunteers coming up next week. We do have Auntie Betty doing the closing prayer, and then after that, I will play another one of these beautiful songs from West Angeles Cogit. So if you can go ahead and lead us in the closing prayer, Auntie Betty.
Let us pray. Our Father, Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, O Lord, my God, how great you are. Father, as we come to a close of this service, but not from your sight, thank you for all that you have done and all that you will do. Thank you for the songs and the prayer. Most of all, we thank you for your holy word. Your word is true and is life, just what we need. Thank you, Father, for using us as you have been doing all these years. And we thank you, Father, for being a part. Thank you for letting us be a part of all of your blessings. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Again, I don't know the name of this song, but maybe we can figure it out. Oh, I went too far. Oh, well. And we'll start it here.
He's alive. Come on, sing it with us. I know. Now, all the altos, tell me where does Jesus live? Come on, sing it. Where does Jesus live with my heart?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we have come to the conclusion of our program. I just want to once again thank our Father for his presence during this time. And we want to thank God for all the things that he do in our lives. So we just ask that he continues to fill us up and replenish us daily, continue to inspire and protect us as we lead. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And everyone have a safe and blessed
day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Everyone have a blessed week. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.